up whatever you like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the features are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. So head on over to freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Then other listeners can vote on whether or not they like or dislike the different items there. You get to vote on things too. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So see for yourself, get interactive, and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. Live Saturday show joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We're going to talk about drug decriminalization because there's some pretty big news. Well, it's actually a continuation of the big news because we've talked about Portugal in the past. And
yeah,
how
but
it
likely
is.
The vast majority of people who are listening to the show haven't heard this at all. I mean, this
likely.
Isn't the kind of thing. This isn't big news in the sense that they've heard it.
No.
It's big news in the sense that it's important, and you haven't heard it.
That's a good point. Certainly, it's going to be the case that there are the big media organizations are not touting this from the rooftops.
It doesn't have a hot girl that killed her kid in it.
Good point. And of course, we always have brand new people tuning in. Want to welcome brand new affiliates WVNJ 1160 AM The Voice out of Oakland, New Jersey, which cuts into the northern portion of New York City. So welcome to any of our northern New
Yorkers.
Are
we in New York City now?
We are technically in New York City. Also,
big time.
We're back in Norfolk, so welcome back to our Norfolk, Virginia Beach listeners out there to WNIS, AM 790 WNIS, which is the big one of the big talk stations out there in Norfolk. We were on in Norfolk on a different station, and they flipped the format of it to all comedy radio, and we're not the funniest of shows.
No, we're not really that funny. You're funny looking.
I think we have a decent sense of humor, but you know, it's not a comedy show.
Who's we?
So we, the collective that is Free Talk Live.
You mean me and not you, right?
I crack one out from time to time.
You give out one a week.
Once a month. So they flipped that format, so we now we made the move, actually, to a better station, which is cool. And also, welcome to the mic, 92.1 FM, WXXM in Madison, Wisconsin.
I hear that's a really amazing station.
I'm excited about it because, well, first of all, Free Talk Live is not your typical talk radio program. If you're on those new stations, or maybe you're just tuning in for the first time tonight, most of those stations I just mentioned just started us last week, so we're brand new. You've probably never heard talk radio quite like this, because this isn't one of those Republican or Democrat shows, and hence we actually appear on both kinds of brands of talk radio, because in talk radio, in the business, yep, frequently you'll find that one station is formatted in a certain way, and another is formatted in another, so like there's this kind of traditional Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity kind of conservative clone.
The Patriot.
Conserva-clone talk station, and then there's also the progressive talk stations, which is more of a newer thing with folks like Tom Hartman and other people like that on there.
I met Tom at the Talkers New Media Seminar. Real nice guy.
He's a nice guy. So, but we don't really fit with either of those categories. We're not centrist at the same time. We're not moderates. We believe in liberty, your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm another human being. And that means that we support full drug legalization or decriminalization at the same time, support full gun rights and, full your rights all on every issue every single time.
So we're on both stations, but really fit on neither.
Yeah, well, we fit everywhere, if you want to think about it that way.
I guess.
So, 800-259.
We're on 106-something stations, even more. I don't know how many stations, but many, many stations, and so we must fit somewhere.
800-259-9231. Now, Mark, the story behind the mic in Wisconsin, in Madison, that you'd mentioned, is it's this FM progressive talk station, and it does pretty well. I think it's tied up with the other, it's doing well in the ratings. It's got a three or four share, something like that, which means that 4% of everybody listening to the radio in that market is listening to that station. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is.
Good. Ratings are great and everything. It's all about the billing, though.
Well, and Clear Channel at one point was planning on, I guess, flipping it to an all-sports talk station. This was a few years back, and the listeners are so active, and I love activism, they are so active. They actually came out, they signed a petition online. They printed the petition out, and then they had a funeral procession to the Clear Channel headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, to let them know of their displeasure, the idea that they're going to flip it to sports talk. They presented the signed petitions to the radio station, and the next day it was announced that they were not going to flip the sports talk.
Are you telling me that one of these big evil corporations bowed to the will of their customers?
Well, bow is kind of they listened to their customers. And
I thought surely they went out and polluted the river there in Milwaukee with a bunch of nuclear waste and some dead babies after that, right?
Is Madison near Milwaukee?
I don't know.
I think so.
Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee,
yeah,
Wisconsin.
Madison.
I don't know.
Madison's the capital, if I'm not mistaken.
It's one of the six states I haven't been to. What do you want from me?
So, here we are. 800-259-9231. Drug decriminalization. It's happened in Portugal, and it happened about a decade ago, apparently. Or was it 2001?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's, a 10-year retrospective here, and who's publishing this, Mark?
The AFP.
Okay, so that's a Associated Press thing.
Yeah, International...
I don't know what that one stands for,
Federated Press or something like that.
Yeah, okay. So what's the story?
From Lisbon, health experts in Portugal said Friday that Portugal's decision 10 years ago to decriminalize drug use and treat addicts rather than punishing them is an experiment that has worked. There's no doubt that the phenomenon of addiction is in decline in Portugal, said, I don't know how to pronounce this name. I'm going to just take a poke at it here. Jawa Gawalo, I don't know.
Now, isn't that what people who want to criminalize drugs, isn't that one of the reasons why they want to, is to stop people from being addicted? Hey, we'll just make this illegal, and so we'll stop people from being addicted to it.
I think a lot of them that want to criminalize drugs want what they want the way they want it. So they want you to eat your vegetables, and they want you to eat them the way they tell you to. And this is, worrying about the ends and the means at the same time. And I think that it's a destructive way of thinking. What matters is how many people are addicted to drugs in the country, how much damage is being done to the people addicted, the people not addicted, their families, all this kind of thing. And this has been a across-the-board...
wins in every category.
Wins in every category. Because, it's not just about people being addicted. Frankly, if you want to smoke crack till you die, I could care less. It's your life. If you want to drink bleach and kill yourself, you want to jump off a cliff, please don't land on my car. That's how I feel about it. It's your life. You should be able to do what you wish with it.
Yeah.
Now, I'd warn you, there are people that love you, and you're going to hurt those people. It's gonna harm their feelings. But likely, if you're listening to me, I don't know you, and it's not going to hurt me. So, think about this when you're making the decisions you make. That's fine. But when you advocate to keep drugs illegal, what you're advocating is to drive up the cost of these drugs, like heroin and crack and things like this, these particularly addictive drugs, to the point that they're so high that the average person can't work and support their drug habit. Now, there's a lot of examples. Rush Limbaugh was a great example of people who can manage to work and keep a drug habit going at the same time. Now, people would like to believe that somehow you do crack or you do heroin and you just sit around in a dirty room, covered in your own feces and vomit the whole time, and that's how you do it. But lots and lots and lots of people manage to have sort of a working addiction. I'm not advocating for this. I'm just saying that it happens. And if a person can't work at a real job to pay for their addiction, then they're going to find a new job. And that job's going to include burglarizing people's houses, stealing their stuff, doing prostitution.
Because drugs are expensive.
Doing all these things that
illegal drugs
we would prefer to people not be doing.
Right.
And that puts me and my family, who doesn't do heroin, in danger.
But if you were in Portugal, you wouldn't be as much danger, right?
That's absolutely true. It says right here that this development cannot only be attributed to decriminalization, but to a confluence of treatment and risk reduction policies. Portugal's holistic approach has led to a spectacular reduction in the number of infections among intravenous drug users. Mm-hmm. That's AIDS and stuff, and hepatitis, and significant drop in drug-related crimes. That's theft.
People
and
breaking
all that
into
other
your
stuff.
Car, breaking into your home, holding you up at gunpoint or knife point.
Yep.
All the things we've always said about ending prohibition, it's happening in real life in Portugal. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our webcam. We are still experimenting. We just got a brand new webcam. I think people have been saying some pretty good things about it thus far, and We're kind of still experimenting with different angles as far as what's the best place to put it in the studio. But it is up, and it's online, and it's free for you. You can actually interact with our audience at the same time because there's a chat room built into the same page. So go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. I have a bumper sticker from LibertyStickers.com prominently displayed on my vehicle. It says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined. You could get one of these clever sayings from LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com.
All right. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. We'll get a little more detail from this Portugal story. 10 years retrospective on what has transpired since the decriminalization of drugs. Essentially, really just for the users, though. So it's not a full decriminalization down there in Portugal at all, which, of course, would be even better for results. But what they found is that, addictions have gone down by half as compared to the 1990s when drugs were still illegal.
It looks like it's a little more than half, but, I think they're being conservative.
Let's call it half. That sounds pretty good to me. Addictions gone down by half, a dramatic drop in drug-related criminal activity like robberies and things like that. These are the things that we've talked about. Safety has increased as well, like for intravenous drug users. So all of these things we've talked about in the past as far as this is what happens when you end prohibition. We know this because we've ended prohibition before with alcohol prohibition. So hopefully people are learning their lessons out there on this one. 1-800-259-9231. But there's one point that I'd like to focus on that I think that the prohibitionists will come back with. Whether or not they'll actually speak it honestly, speak truthfully to this or not, we'll discuss that in a moment. But first, Joshua is on the line listening in Tampa to WFLA. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, it's not Tampa, it's Tallahassee, but close enough.
Sorry about that. I think Bordoff got confused because there's more than one WFLA. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, now that 10 years have passed, they've got the evidence that shows that, ending prohibition drastically decreases not only crime, but addiction rates. I think that it's an issue that can definitely be brought up now that we're talking about us, getting close to that debt limit and, how many billions of dollars we spend on marijuana prohibition and going after other drugs with the DEA.
Well, those DEA agents have families. Don't you care about their children who will starve in the streets if you fire them from these jobs?
Well, I also care about the millions of people around our country that get put in the prisons every year over nonviolent crimes.
But yeah, bad people.
A lot of them have families too. And if these people, there's plenty of jobs out there. These guys can get a job anywhere they want to.
Yeah, but they can't get sweet government benefits where their kids have their dental paid for and all the other.
Oh, the code enforcement department's probably hiring.
We should fire their butts too.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. What else did you want to share tonight?
That's pretty much it.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So are you somebody that in the face of this information that we've shared with you here, and we'll share it again, Portugal, drug decriminalization happened a decade ago. They've dramatically reduced the amount of violent crime that goes on associated with drugs. Not just violent crime, but just crime against property and things like that. Drug-associated crime, that's gone down dramatically. The amount of addicts has gone down dramatically. The level of safety with addicts has increased as far as intravenous drug use, etc., transmission of disease. All things have improved. And I bet if you looked, I don't know if they get into this, Mark, but I bet if you looked at the actual quality of the drugs, I bet there's been a step up in the quality of the drug availability.
Well, there's a lot of information about that in Europe in general, that, sort of the purity and the efficacy, I don't even really know how to describe it. The drug is what they say it is, and it doesn't contain impurities in Europe, is far greater than it is in the United States. So,
because you could test the drugs in Europe without having to be afraid of, there are ways to test it in the U.S., but you don't get as good of information because of the DEA restrictions.
It's not nearly as available as it is in Europe. In some places in Europe, they'll have like mobile trucks.
They'll set up
government trucks that will test people's drugs for them, then give them back so they can do them.
Not that we support the government doing something like that.
Just saying.
But here, DanceSafe would do something like that. There are organizations.
But you've got to send it out to them. I mean,
right,
often
but here they would
buy
do
drugs.
It if they could. I mean, DanceSafe would go to raves and things like that, I'm sure, if they could and offer these testing services. But that would be a violation of, you know, the federal law. And the DEA would crack down on this.
Well, I would suspect if you're hearing this and you are a drug warrior, the chances are that something, your mind says, well, something in this is wrong. The information, we aren't being given all of the information. There's something special about this case. If in fact, you have seen a reduction in drug users, then they've done something else or whatever. Well, they have instituted treatment programs, government treatment programs where they treat these people like they're sick as opposed to like they're criminals. I don't think the government should have a role in this. In the same way, I don't think the government should force fat people to go on diets. I don't think the government should force addicts to go on drug cessation programs. But, you know, that's just the where I'm coming from. But you can also look at Spain right next door, the only country that Portugal is right next door to. And you can see that their numbers of addicts and people, you know, the transmission of diseases and drug-related crime, significantly higher. I don't know what else, what other information you need.
Let's continue with Joel, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Joel, what's on your mind tonight?
The last guy, caller from Florida, he didn't bring it up, but Florida, I actually go between Michigan and Florida, and Michigan actually has decriminalized marijuana and done the same thing like Colorado and California has done. They're raking in the money, right? People are it's a new cash crop. Well, I come down here to Florida, pot is still illegal. However, there has been like this crazy surge of like legal herbal kind of highs and stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of the local head shops, tobacco stores and stuff, it's been a major boon to them because they don't get taxed on it like tobacco and alcohol and other stuff. And all the people that, you know, the pot smokers, they're like, hey, I can smoke this. It's legal. You know, I don't have to go on a black market. I can just go down. Well, as of July, I think 1st, it's now all of those legal highs, herbal highs, are illegal in Florida.
It's
banned. So now all these people that have been, guess where they're going to try to go now? They're going to have to go back to the black market
and
the drug dealers. So, yeah.
Yep.
Freedom is alive and well here.
Yeah, Florida, that's where we come from originally, and Florida is definitely not one of the more progressive states when it comes to drug decrim.
Yeah, this is one of these ping pong ball things that you get with the sort of Republican-Democrat things. Drug legalization would be more of a Democrat issue if they were going to be involved in it at
not
all.
Even,
they certainly
though.
Don't take much
nope.
of a stand on it.
Oh, but everybody's embracing it in Michigan. I mean, across the board, because, I mean,
I'm glad to hear that. I thank you for the call tonight, Joel. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, it's the only position that makes any sense. We're coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. This is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Or if you're a drug warrior, somebody who believes in prohibition, somebody who believes in the war on drugs, what are your responses? What do you think about the news out of Portugal that basically says that, yeah, decriminalization works. It's cut the amount of addicts in half over the last 10 years. It has increased the safety of the use of drugs that are particularly the intravenous ones. It has dramatically reduced the amount of crimes that are associated with drug use and acquiring drugs. So what do you think about that at 800-259-9231?
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of watching banks charging you fees all the time? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Then take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value has been trending upward with time. To learn more, go to weusecoins.org. Again, that's weusecoins.org.
All right, so there's one more point that I wanted to make here. We'll continue right back with your calls. But I think that in the face, because I don't know, it's very rare that we actually get real drug warriors to call the show. Maybe we'll dig one up here tonight. But in the face of all this evidence that shows that decriminalization increases safety and increases people's ability to enjoy their life without having to be worried about being stuck up by some crazed crackhead, that it helps the people that are addicted, decriminalization just does good things all around, you'll still find people that want to criminalize drugs. And I think that's because there are just some people that believe there's something wrong with altering one's state of consciousness, that they just have a problem with that. Well, they wouldn't do it in their life, so therefore you shouldn't do it in your life. The whole point about addicts being helped, all the points about crime being reduced, all of that will mean nothing to a person who believes that you shouldn't alter your own state of consciousness. Now, whether or not that person actually alters their state of consciousness with drugs like caffeine or alcohol is another question, or nicotine. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Anthony, listening to our new affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, The Mic 92.1. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, my problem is, you got to turn down a radio. I don't know if that's a radio in the back, but you got to turn that down.
No, that's my GPS.
Oh, okay.
I believe that America doesn't want to legalize drugs because they're bringing most of it in, and they're making more money on it than anybody else in the country. Also,
it's
a race of people.
I'm sorry. What was the second statement?
I believe the government is they're the ones bringing in the cocaine, they're the ones bringing in the heroin, and they're making tons of money on it by keeping it illegal.
So do you believe that the government agencies are doing it, or do you think that people like corrupt sheriffs or maybe corrupt border patrol agents or something like that? Are you saying that it's being done sort of systematically in the government, or do you believe it's being done by government individuals?
I believe it's being done systematically, and everybody from the top down is getting paid.
Okay.
That's an interesting theory.
What was the next statement?
And my second comment, by keeping it illegal, it is destroying a poor class of people because they're killing each other over really nothing. $20 here and there. They're shooting and killing each other over, peanuts.
Anthony, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There are interesting stories out there about the CIA, for instance, being involved.
I think that they have there's documentation that it has happened
at
right?
high levels, right, of bringing in drugs or facilitating the bringing in of drugs. And of course, there's lots of stories about military people bringing in drugs and using their military connections and planes and such to do smuggling, which that all makes sense. When you're in the criminal gang, the largest criminal gang, which is the federal government, when you're in the criminal gang, or even if we're just talking about the local sheriff, when you're in the gang, you are pretty much insulated from suspicion in many cases. You're insulated from, in a lot of cases, investigation. Yeah, the FBI will bust some corrupt cops from time to time. But for the most part, these guys are getting away with it because, I don't know how official it is or how high level it all goes. And obviously, that would be speculation on our parts, but we do know of stories where sheriffs, like the top sheriff, the sheriff in any given county around the country, has been busted. Multiple sheriffs have been busted for being drug smugglers. I mean, that tells you something.
So if they're busting sheriffs and they're men of power, that says to me that most of the sheriffs that are doing that kind of work are not getting busted because it's difficult to bust a man of power. Take a look at this, this fellow from the IMF or whatever his name was, that French guy, and how his case suddenly fell apart.
The guy you think that raped the maid or whatever?
Supposedly raped the maid, right? But do you think that your case, if you're a male, would have fallen apart in the same way if your accuser had told some lie that was sort of peripherally, involved in the case? Likely not.
Mm-hmm. So 800-259-9231. And it's certainly true, whether or not the corruption is systemic throughout the ranks of government, it's certainly true that in general, the people that are engaging in the war on drugs are profiting from it. I mean, they get a paycheck. And in many cases, they get more than just a paycheck. They get forfeiture, what they call asset forfeiture, where if they pull you over and you've got some cash or some drugs in your car, they'll just take the car from you. Where we come from, Bradenton, Florida, there was a story not too long ago, maybe a couple of years at this point, but there was a story about how the cops down there would pull
the
people over.
Police, yeah.
Yeah, they would pull people over and then essentially coerce them, intimidate them into signing a form that essentially signs away all their rights and signs over their car to the police department in return for letting them go. So basically, they don't have to ever prosecute a case.
Right, they wouldn't have to prosecute. It's just, you know, they just get it for free.
Right, they just take whatever the drugs are. They then just take the person's car, and they say, see you later. We'll cut you loose, and we got your car.
You know, and if you're a person who lives in, say, downtown Bradenton, maybe things have changed down there. But, you know, when I've gone down Business 41, what is 14th Street? I don't know.
Don't ask me. It doesn't matter.
You know, and when I've gone down there to go to, say, the last Kangaroo downtown pub, it was, oh, my God. I mean, I'd rather give my crappy old car to these Bradenton cops. I mean, you know, the place is covered in crappy old cars and people living in, you know, crappy old rentals and stuff like that. A lot of those people would rather just turn the car over. The cops sell it at auction. They make a few hundred bucks. Mm-hmm. Wham, they win.
The cops win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the poor person is then walking.
Let's continue here, because that's really, it's going to stop you from using drugs if you get your ride taken away from you, right? If you just have your life thrown to shambles by being arrested and or having your car stolen from you and or, you know, having your kids taken from you, that's going to not drive you to more drug use or anything.
Well, who knows what it would do, but, you know, being in bad circumstances does not generally cause people to change their minds.
We continue here. I believe we've got Beverly listening in Florida to WFLA. Beverly, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hello.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just caught sort of the tail end of, like, the pill mill in Florida doing all that stuff, you know, with the pain clinics and stuff like that.
I'm sorry. What do you mean by that?
Pill mill? You know, where they're busting these pain clinics and saying if they stop people from being on prescription drugs, they'll stop killing themselves. I think these kind of people will find some way to do it anyway. I think it's just a way for our government to get in our business and, you know, take our money and impose more, you know, sanctions and fines and just, you know, be intrusive.
I think I'd heard something about this. I think someone called us once to say that there are these pain clinics all over Florida where it's easy to go in and get your hands on oxycodones and things like that to get prescriptions for these things.
Well, actually, that's why I'm calling. I've had three major back surgeries, and I have titanium in my back. Mm-hmm. And I had to be put on medication. And believe me, they just didn't hand it to me. I had to produce an MRI, show my records. I mean,
gotcha.
It's not what they're saying. I'm not saying that there's some bad places out there, but, I mean, it's just like what I think it is those doctors make really good money, and I guess they just don't want them to make it. They want to make it, I guess. I don't know.
You mean the government guys that are cracking,
yeah,
are they cracking down?
Yeah, there's stuff that Pam Bondi could do more than just go after something like this, because these people are going to go back to street drugs and probably knock somebody out like me that gets a prescription just to take my prescription.
It's true, and I thank you for the call tonight, Beverly. There's a huge black market, or gray market, whatever you want to call it, illegal market in pain medications. And if they go and they shut down these pain clinics around Florida or wherever it is they are, if they go and they shut these places down, it'll make it more difficult to acquire these drugs. And those people are still going to want their drugs. They're going to go to the black market. They're going to pay $20 a pill in that case.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead to more robberies. More coming up.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3122 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, because, like I say, we give you the site for free. So if you want to help us, you can join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the concept is you send us $3 a month. We don't put that into paychecks. It goes right back out and is reinvested into this show, getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're approaching 110, not quite there yet. But it's getting on more radio stations. It's bringing new internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too, as an amplifier, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, AmpOnly forum, podcast, and more. The details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Bob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Bob. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about the marijuana laws and, you know, really, if you look at the big picture, they obviously don't want it to be right because it just makes way too much economic sense to do it, and it just
to decriminalize,
picture,
you mean?
Yeah, it makes too much sense. So it's too obvious, and so there's just too many people making money, whether they're making it off of the prisons or whether they're making it off of, you know, illegally doing it or whatever. There's just too much money involved in it, and so they're not going to let that go.
Well, I mean, generally, I think it's a true statement you're making. However, I mean, we are seeing some improvements in this country. It's certainly not Portugal, but we are seeing some states do some level of decriminalization. Massachusetts, for instance, a couple of years ago passed a marijuana possession decrim bill, which has basically resulted in people just not being afraid to carry pot around because when they get the $100 fine, they don't have to. I mean, if they don't pay it, there's no penalty for not paying. So people in mass are non-cooperating, and you know, they're not paying these fines. And when I say en masse, I mean en masse and in mass, as in Massachusetts. But they are there are some wins out there. Plus, the medical marijuana obviously has been a success in, what is it, over 15 states now at this point?
Yeah.
I think 16, something like that.
But medical marijuana has been a success in those states. But what it has resulted in California when they pushed for a legalization of marijuana, well, 10 or 15 years later, just last year, then the medical marijuana establishments were actually working against legalization of marijuana,
sad,
because they were protecting their marketplace.
It's just so sad.
Right.
Really.
I remember that. Well, and I think, too, as far as, for myself, I would just legalize it, tax it. Why not just do it like beer? Let the liquor stores sell it, and then put yourself in a position where you just free up the courts, and I would give amnesty to anybody that's been basically prisoned for just possession or even dealing just marijuana. Let them go.
That statement would be enough to have me vote for you for president. But what you have to understand is the taxes that the government has gotten off of beer, wine, liquor, and all those other stuff, has it really done anything good with them?
No,
we're on the same page.
But that's only a proposal.
Yeah.
That proposal only sounds good to politicians. To me, I don't want the government anywhere near my weed. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Jerry, listening in Portsmouth to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Jerry.
Hello. I appreciate your dialogue, and I really do appreciate your word, liberty.
Welcome, sir. It's good to be on WNIS. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. I was telling your screener that I viewed a DVD, I suppose, about 4 or 5 months ago called An Unreasonable Man. And before I tell you who actually was that it was about.
That's my guess. The drugs are.
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
No. I'd like to just call out some names and just see if anybody that's there with you even recognize these names or not. And I have a real good reason for saying it. James Harris.
Nope.
David McReynolds.
Nope.
Howard Phillips.
Howard Phillips, didn't he run for president?
Okay. Very good. Monica Moorhead.
Okay, so this has been a fun game. Where are you going with it?
John Hagelin, and I'll stop there because you're getting bored with the...
The Natural Law Party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Natural Law Party. There you go.
Yeah.
My point is would be this. It'll probably never happen because of what the laws have been in the past. But if all these parties and some of them and some of the listings of the parties are not they're going to shock a lot of people in regards to the wording. If all of these parties were allowed to be put on the ballot in all 50 states, it would give a real fair whatever the person who would win.
Getting on the ballot in all 50 states would be useful, but they would also need to be on the debates as well. And I totally understand where you're coming from. I've seen the third party debates with the Green Party, with the Natural Law Party, with the Libertarian Party. You know, like in the past, in the year 2000 with Harry Brown. I think that was when it was Howard Phillips, but I could be recalling incorrectly. Anyway, my point being these. Third-party debates are lively. They're interesting.
They're the kind of thing that people would really want to listen to rather than all the Republicans saying, I'll kill more Arabs than he will.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jerry. I appreciate hearing from you.
Sadly, the third parties are just never going to break into the two-party paradigm.
Because it's built against them.
The two parties are deciding who can be in and who can't, and they're never going to let the third party in. So I guess the only way, it seems to me that these third-party organizations are either A, educational organizations, or B, people sort of imagining that they're important, doing things, going through the motions, kind of like kids playing house. These are people playing political party, and they don't accomplish much. And
here's a problem with the third parties. There's a lot of problems. You've illuminated one of them, which is that the system is built against them. I think it was was it the Daughters of American Veterans that used to run the debates?
I thought it was Daughters of Revolution, but go ahead.
Whatever. Anyway, there was a group that used to run the presidential debates. They gave up the presidential debates to this commission on the presidential debates, I think, at some point. Please correct me if I'm wrong on my history. I'm a little blurry on it. And then the commission, which is run by Republicans and Democrats, decided that after Ross Perot made a real big showing, made a big splash in 1992, they decided that they needed to tighten down the restrictions a little bit, because we can't be having these crazy people come in here with all their different ideas and getting people all excited about some real choice at the national level. So let's make it so we'll control the everything from the temperature of the room all the way on down to who can get in and why. And they set up a set of instructions, parameters, criteria,
yep.
And they made it basically an impossibility for anybody in any third party to get enough of a foothold to actually get in to the debates. There's a requirement that they have to get a certain percentage in national polls right out the gate.
I think the Ron Paul revolution or the Lovolution or whatever you want to call it was a blueprint for how to get involved in one of the two parties. Because this is how you really make your voice be heard. I'm not saying that I think the politics is the end-all be-all, that voting your one vote every 4 years is the way to solve problems.
I don't know, Mark. Those guys in the Ron Paul revolution didn't get their voices heard. They got mics cut off, and they tried to go to the conventions.
That was the first step, but now you'll take it. But then what happened with the Tea Party, and then what happened in the last few years? Did the Tea Party get co-opted? To some extent, but they at least have to pay lip service. When you have a little tyrant like Michelle Bachmann saying, I read von Mises at the beach for entertainment.
And then saying she wants to ban porn.
Right. When was the last time you heard a presidential candidate, besides Ron Paul, besides Gary Johnson, mention von Mises?
I don't know.
Never. That's because now they have to pander.
You're saying they're pandering.
They will at least have to pander to some extent.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means a little.
Well, results is what means something.
I agree.
And you're never going to see results at the federal government
level. The result you're going to see from the federal government is that it's going to spend itself into oblivion. The death throes are going to be violent and dangerous, and it's going to hurt people in the process. All the people that are working for it currently will probably never really receive their pensions. They're probably working for just the paychecks they're getting now, which, by the way, are sizable, ponderously large.
Yeah, much larger than private counterparts. All right, so 800-259-9231. This SACL CAI toll-free line. Dan is in Indy listening to WXNT. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dan?
You guys have been advertising Bitcoins, and I read the other day on Wired.com that there's now malware out there targeting Bitcoin wallets.
There is malware out there targeting everything on your computer.
Right. Well, they can steal your Bitcoin wallet. One guy lost $50,000.
That was the story. I mean, I'm sure that there are some stories about people and other malware and all
just
kinds
like
of bad
your
stuff.
Regular wallet. It's important to keep it safe.
It's very important to keep it safe. Some of the things you can do is don't store it in the same location. Put it on a thumb drive.
Thumb drive.
Right, or encrypt it is another option.
Encrypt it
as well.
On a thumb drive.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Dan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We use coins.org is where you can go to learn more about the Bitcoin. Hour 2 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.